Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it comes to beard care, Eddie actually grooms his.
Reader's just too lazy to shave.
Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
Remember how yesterday morning I was talking about how I thought the furnace at my place was broken?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out it wasn't.
Oh.
So we ended up getting a service call in and everything, because I texted my landlord that morning, and it turns out somebody in the house accidentally shut off the emergency furnace switch.
Oh.
You know exactly what those switches are, right?
Yeah, they're like a big red switch.
Yeah,
aren't
they? But it looks like a light switch. So I'm guessing somebody accidentally shut that off.
Thought they were hitting the light switch, maybe.
Or something, yeah, because it's right when you go down the stairs into the basement, it's on the wall. So if you're also trying to, like, hold onto the wall to hold your balance or something, might have accidentally shut it off. But the funny thing is, like, we did have somebody come out and check it all out just to find out that it was just a switch. So,
oh, found your problem. Click. That'll be $300.
Pretty much. So, if your furnace goes down, probably the first thing to do is check to see if somebody actually shut off that emergency switch. Learn the lesson.
Reader wants to master the banana cream pie.
Step one, make the pie. Step two, eat the pie. Step three, repeat.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Apparently, people, millennials' names are already being considered old people names, according to some Gen Z and Gen Alpha kids.
Really?
Yeah, this would be names like Ashley, Amanda, Amber, those kinds of names, like Erica. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I do guess that every generation has very common and popular names that when you get to several generations below, they'll be like, yeah, that's old people's names.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there is that generational gap, but I always think of it like, you know what? If you like a name, just go with a name.
Yeah, it's true, though.
Why does there always have to be generational wars and things like this?
You're not wrong. It is pretty crazy, though, that like every generation, there is a bunch of different common names. It's just all of a sudden, everybody's like, you know what? Let's start naming your kids this instead. And it becomes like a trend almost. So, for example, I'm taking a look at some of the most popular generational names for boys. You got like Jacob and Michael, Matthew. Girls, you got again like Hannah, Ashley, Sarah. Apparently those are considered old people names now.
Really?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I still have no idea where Eddie falls on the list because it's such an uncommon name that I know was used in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s, but I just don't know where it lies, which is cool. I guess my name is a little bit timeless.
Well, weren't we looking at, even a couple of months ago, some of the more common names by year for birth names? And like, was it last year or the year before, there was maybe four or five people named Craig born across the country,
which is pretty cool. I would rather much have a more rare name, honestly, because you stick out.
Yeah,
because somebody's like, oh, a Craig, haven't seen a Craig in a long time, you know.
Or you look at names where there's about 57 different variants on how to spell it, like Jackson or something like that, where there's
like
just a ton of different spellings.
Aaron with two A's, Aaron with two R's, Aaron with two A's and two R's.
And a silent Q.
Aaron with an E. Oh my God.
There's so many ways.
Right?
Eddie Q is the type of guy to make bad jokes on the air, but will never say it in person.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just want to give a little bit of a shout out to some of the crew that was working at McDonald's in Yorkton yesterday. I went in to grab a little bit of food, and I decided to just go inside. And the people there, they know us because usually whenever they come out with a new menu item, they stop by at the station, they present it to us, we take a photo. You can actually see that if you go to our like photo history on our social media pages. But they're like, oh, it's the guy from Fox FM. I'm like, hi. How are you, etc. So we exchanged our pleasantries. The lady at the cash register thought I was there to pick up something for the station.
Oh.
I should have lied and been like, yes, we ordered 13 McRibs again. But no, I was just like, no, I'm just here to buy something.
Just grabbing lunch.
Myself. But yeah, no, I just want to give a shout out to the people at McDonald's. They're always just really nice.
And oh, yeah.
They seem to know us really well. We've established a good friendship with them over the over the last couple of years.
Some people dream of winning $1 million. Reader, he just wants a puppy.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
So Selena Gomez ended up going on Jimmy Kimmel last week.
And she was put to the test. She went up against a Selena Gomez superfan to see who knows Selena Gomez better.
And the superfan won.
Yeah.
it's crazy to think about. Yeah, this, you can watch the whole thing. It's on Jimmy Kimmel's YouTube channel. But basically, they put Selena Gomez up on a quiz game against the superfan, and she was hitting the buzzer like right away whenever Jimmy was asking those questions.
It was crazy.
And she ended up winning, and she got to keep, I guess, Selena Gomez's quote-unquote junk drawer, and she ended up signing it for the fan, too, which was really cute. Selena Gomez is a very wonderful person from what I've seen, and she also did come out with a brand-new single last week called Love On, which I did take a listen to it. It does sound great. I do like Selena Gomez's stuff a lot. I started watching her when she became famous at Wizards of Waverly Place.
Okay.
And then I've seen her into other acting roles, and then she turned into, like all Disney actresses, she turned into a singer. Right?
Yeah, now she's been doing that show with Steve Martin and Martin Short. I can't recall the title. Murders in the Building or something to that effect, I think.
I can't remember the title. Is also going to be part of the, I don't know if I want to call it a reboot of Wizards of Waverly Place, but they are doing new stuff with that show, which is really cool, and it'll be sweet to see her star in it. But
yeah, it's apparently she said she was more into being an actor, and she just almost kind of got into music as a hobby, and it turned into something bigger.
Yeah, she says that she's not a great like singer-songwriter. She just likes to make music for fun, and I guess it did really well. So there you go. And if you haven't taken a listen to her new single, Love On is out. And yes, she did go to Jimmy Kimmel Live if you want to see that whole game show with a super fan.
Eddie and Reader are doing well.
They haven't wiped out on the ice yet this winter.
More hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
I've waited 4 years for this day. It is leap year day. Yes, February 29th. So it is officially leap day. And you know what that means, Reader?
Yeah.
So
get down to your feet and jump around.
Leap around. Leap around. It is leap year. So every 4 years, the Earth finally aligns itself back again.
Yes, and I was kind of wondering what a leap year is all about. And according to the most infallible source of information on the internet, Wikipedia. Apparently the 366th day is added to keep the calendar year synchronized with the astronomical year or seasonal year.
Yes.
I have no idea what that means, but that's apparently what it's all about.
I am not an astronomer, but somebody knows. Here's a fun fact. I was actually born on a leap year. 1996
really?
Is a leap year. So, as a 27-year-old, if somebody was born February 29th in 1996, they would only be 7 years old. Even though they would actually be 27.
Okay.
But because every
Not your birthday, though.
No, today's not
my birthday.
I was born on a leap year, sorry, not the leap year day.
Yeah.
I'm an August baby. Summer babies.
That's
for
what I
life,
thought.
So
we're both August babies.
Happy leap year. And if you're actually born on a leap year day, sorry that you only get to celebrate your birthday once every 4 years.
So make it count. Have a huge birthday.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here at Fox FM, we want to give a quick shout-out to Bunkers on Broadway in Yorkton, as they are bringing us lunch tomorrow.
Yes, I'm looking forward to see what they bring.
Yeah, absolutely. They are getting back on board, but I remember when they did bring us food before, it was always amazing. They do have some fantastic food that can help you for any sort of staff lunch or catering needs as well.
Yeah, if you got a big group you're putting together, whether it's a team or a dance crew or maybe just a family gathering, Bunkers can help you out.
Yeah, go and check them out. They also have a bunch of stuff indoors. They have axe throwing, golf simulators, escape rooms, arcade games.
They got baseball simulators, soccer pool, fouling. I'm not sure what that involves.
We'd have to figure it out ourselves.
Foosball. Yeah, they got a pool table for kids. They got deck shuffleboard, super pong, arcade games. There is so much to do there. I remember trying the axe throwing. I was not good at it.
It's super fun.
I made exactly one axe stick in the target.
Go and check them out. And also go to foxfmonline.ca for more staff lunch options.
Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
You know the song Say It Ain't So by Weezer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I heard it and I was like, why does this sound like I Hate Everything About You by 3 Days Grace? It really does. And so I had to put it to the test. So I decided to take like a dumb amount of time and blend the two clips together. And it does sound very similar.
Hmm.
So here it is. This is Say It Ain't So instrumentals with 3 Days Grace lyrics. This is the opposite, my bad. I did make the opposite as well. Okay. I had to see what they sounded like on both sides.
I hate everything about you.
It sounds very similar.
Yes.
The instrumentals of Say It Ain't So sound like I Hate Everything About You would fit in there.
Mm.
And it kind of did.
It does.
I want to find out more songs like this where I can take the instrumentals of one and blend them with the lyrics of the other and see what I can do with them.
Nice.
So we're going to give this to you, the public. If you're listening right now and you have two songs that you think could mash up the lyrics on one and the instrumentals on the other, let us know at 306-783-3699. If I have the time, I might actually piece them together for you.
Reader eats so much Cheese Whiz, Kraft sent a thank you for putting their kids through college.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Eddie Q and Reader on More Hits, More Favorites, Fox FM. We have a guest in the studio with the Yorkton Chamber of Commerce. We have Juanita Pelegi. Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How's it going today?
Pretty good, thank you.
I bet it's a busy time for you. Of course, the Celebrate Success Business Awards are coming up April 17th at St. Mary's Cultural Center, but the deadline for businesses to be nominated is coming up next week.
That's right. March 6th is the deadline for submitting those applications, and we're encouraging businesses to get those applications in. We have a number of new awards, so I think a number of businesses would be eligible to apply for a number of award categories, and we'd hope that they would do that.
So maybe if somebody is a new business and they're new to the Celebrate Success Business Awards, what's it all about? How do they apply?
Well, the whole point of Celebrate Success is to celebrate business excellence in the community, and we certainly have some very successful businesses. So to learn more about it, just go to the Chamber website, www.yorktonchamber.com, and you'll find the application forms for the various award categories, the rules and regulations, and a description of the awards.
Now, you mentioned some new awards this year. What are the new awards that can be nominated for?
Well, there's Ag Production, Retail and Consumer, Health and Wellness, Personal and Aesthetics, Trades and Skilled Labor, So those are the ones that just come to mind right now. And then, of course, we have the foundational ones. So Award of Excellence, recognizing those businesses that have been in operation for more than 15 years. We have the Property Restoration and Young Entrepreneur. That's always exciting to see who the Young Entrepreneur is. And the Community Merit Award recognizes our organizations that contribute so much to the community. So we'd like lots of nomination or applications from those community organizations.
And there's going to be one specific award that's going to be voted on at the gala.
Yes, People's Choice Award is kind of a fun thing where all the finalists are listed and people choose their favorite. And it's all done electronically and it just adds a little bit of excitement to the actual event.
And for the awards that the businesses want to nominate themselves, again, they download the application and then they just submit it to your office before the deadline.
That's right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which again is March 6th.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So you can't win an award if you don't make applications.
Yes.
So we really encourage the businesses to complete those easy to fill in application forms.
That's right. And of course, it's all happening April 17th at St. Mary's. Are there still any tables available?
Oh, absolutely. But first, we want those applications.
100%. A great way to get small businesses and businesses all over recognized. Deadline March 6th, once again.
Absolutely. The recognition is what's so important. It's mm-hmm. positive marketing. Absolutely.
Well, head over to yorktonchamber.com to learn more and get those applications. Juanita, thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... Wait, yeah, that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Today is the last day to get yourself the greatest discount ever for the Yorkton Terriers 2024 and 25 season tickets.
Yes, indeed. The push has been on all month, and they've topped the 700 mark, 712 as of last night.
Wow.
As far as the season ticket count, and they're getting closer to that 1,000 goal today. As Eddie mentioned, the last day to get that amazing price on season tickets, $200 each for a single season ticket, $400 each for a family pack.
Yeah, which is incredibly cheap. So the single works out to about $7-something a ticket, and then the family pack works out to about, I think, like $380-something a ticket.
Yeah.
Which is nuts.
You can't beat that.
No, absolutely not. And you can split this with other friends or families, so that way you guys can go together, or if one of you can't make it, the other person can go.
Yes, and don't forget, if you get your season tickets purchased today, by today, you'll be entered in for that $4,000 travel voucher from Out of Here Travel, and they'll be making the draw for that tomorrow.
Yeah, so currently with the 712 tickets sold as of yesterday, that's a 1 in 712 chance to win, which is really good odds.
Oh, yes. And Terriers, of course, we're looking to keep the Terriers alive and save the Terriers. They're coming off a win last night. They beat Kingsley 4-3 in overtime. Good on the Terriers. So, let's just keep junior hockey rolling and the Terriers making their push for the playoffs.
Yeah, you can head over to the Yorkton Terriers' website to grab the season tickets. You can give them a call at their office, or you can just go to their office as well and pick it up in person.
It might be time for Reader to invest in a new couch.
Too many naps have given it a permanent sag.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Just a couple of days until Easter Seals Snow-O-Rama is happening, with money raised going to support Camp Easter Seals Summer Fun and Adaptive Technology Services. And you can still take part. Tomorrow, there will be registration and wing night, and that's going to be at Sask Abilities. I'm going to be there. And then on the Saturday, it's the big day. There were some slight changes. I definitely recommend keeping up with their Facebook pages to keep on tracks with things. They are excited to say that the trails will be groomed, marked, and open by this weekend, which is really cool. And there's, again, a whole bunch of different things going on during the Saturday, especially the awards banquet later, which is going to be taking place at St. Mary's. And I'm going to be there emceeing the event. I want you to stop by, say hi, raise some pledges, support those living with disabilities. If you want to learn more, go to snowarama.ca.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't going to be sharing.
Oh, no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.